It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Good evening, and welcome once again to Beyond the Gate Radio. This is our April 19th, 2015 edition of Beyond the Gate Radio on Sunday. I am your host, David M. Baker, and I'd like to welcome my co-host, Sherelle Baker. Good evening, Sherelle. How
Good
are you tonight?
Evening, David. I am fabulous. I am so excited for the show tonight. I'm glad to be back on the air. It's nice outside. It's warm. And I'm just excited about this show.
All right. We're going to have to ask our wonderful regular guests how the weather is where she lives, because I'm sure it's different. But our guest tonight, and you all know if you're listening, is psychic Cheryl Lynn.
Woo!
Now, I just want to thank everybody that always listens to the show and the new listeners. Welcome. This is a paranormal and spiritual show. We are open-minded, and we support every guest we have. We do not debate them. We support them. Otherwise, we wouldn't have them on the show. Take with you what you want and enjoy the rest. And thank you to all the listeners, including our deputy sheriff friends and everybody else, Facebook friends. Thank you for listening to the show. If you really like the show, please push the follow button to follow us so you can see whether other upcoming shows are. And by the way, our podcasts are available for download to listen to again, and they're free on Apple iTunes. If you want to get a link to my Apple iTunes shows, go to www.mediumdavidb, that's mediumdavidb.com. When you land on the front page, it has everything you need to know right there. So now, about tonight's guest, we have psychic Cheryl Lynn, who is a natural-born psychic through her father's lineage. She uses the tarot cards as a key to control her abilities. Many have called her a modern-day Nostradamus, as her accurate predictions are being documented and noticed on YouTube. She has over 600,000 hits and counting. You cannot dispute her accuracy when she does a great majority of her predictions a year in advance. The universe has made her one of the messengers of the world, and she will continue to give the messages. You can get your own private reading, 1.5 hour and 1 hour phone and Skype readings with psychic Cheryl Lynn. Just go to her website, www.rose-productions.com. This is also listed and a link to it on the bio part of the radio show page that you are now listening to. Be sure that you do it that way. Do not send her a text message or anything like that. Her telephone number is also posted up there on the site. Make sure you make a direct call, not a text message. Please visit her website, whiterose-productions.com first. And then she will be happy to take care of you. I've seen her on YouTube. She's very popular. She's been on TV. She's got great interviews. Please go to her YouTube channel as well. And now we'd like to bring her in. Oh, before we bring her in, there's one thing we want to tell you. That's after the interview with her. We're going to be taking some calls, and we will remind you, of course, if we take your call and you have a question for her, please give us your first name, your age, and your astrological sign. That's, you know, and one question, of course, just to be first, we can get as many callers as possible. So right now, let's bring in Psychic Cheryl Lynn. Welcome to Beyond the Gate.
Well, thank you for having me back. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We're
fabulous.
Happy. We're fine. You know, we're living day to day, and we're very grateful for anything good that comes our way, and
yes,
for, you know, meeting people like you. Now, we want to, we're just talking about the weather. How's your weather back there?
Well, you know, I'm in Pennsylvania, so I'm on the other coast, and we have just gotten out of the freeze. We were under ice, you know, for like 3 months, and now things are starting to warm up, and but we were freezing here in the east. It was very, very cold, but we are very grateful for the spring. You know, I just finally got all my mulching done, and but no, it was a pretty brutal winter for us, so we are grateful for any warmth whatsoever. So, and you guys are lucky in California there.
Well, it's a double-edged sword. You know, there's two sides of the coin here in California. Yes, we've had a mild winter. We've had some rain. It's been beautiful. We could have set up in the backyard, barbecued pretty much any time all during the previous year. However, this is a fourth year of a drought here, and we need water. Fortunately, we live in Marin County, where we have our own reservoirs, and, you know, even though we're tight here, we're not as bad off as the rest of the state, but continually pray for rain. We have the drought, you have the snow, you know, it looks like the scales are balanced in a really weird way, but hopefully your storms will be more calm next year, and we'll have more rain this year or something, I don't know. But anyway,
I was going to, you know, let everybody in California know that I did get a strong message from Spirit that I want you to continue to pray. It will get a little bit better. You have one more year to kind of like you're on the edge there, and then it's fine, okay? So things are getting better, but it's still a little bit on edge. One more year, because I did predict a couple of years ago about California, five-year drought. So there's one more year there, David, that it's kind of like touch and go, and then it's great. Everything's great, okay? So there's no hopelessness there, no hopelessness.
Great.
Thank you very much. You know,
sure.
I kind of felt the same way, too. I was thinking about it today, and you're right on target as to what came to mind
yep,
for me. So what are we going to talk about tonight?
We have a lot to talk about. We're going to be doing my 2016 predictions. I'm going to put them on here now for a record. I want to talk about 2016, what's going to be happening. I'm going to be giving everybody their tarot horoscopes for their sun signs, what's coming up in 2016. I'm also going to give some more future visions to put on here as a record. And the first thing, David, that I want to say about 2016 is it's more of a cold water of reality year. It's not as wild of a year. It's it is what it is kind of year, love the one you're with kind of year. It's a time you can take a little bit of a breath and try to like figure yourself out, find your life direction. So it's not as manic, definitely not as manic as 2014, and even not as quick as 2015. 2016, things start working themselves out in a very positive way. We all can take a breath. Now, astrologically, that has to do with Saturn, which is kind of, I call it the hard luck planet. Saturn is a taskmaster, the karmic planet, has now moved into easy breezy Sagittarius, where it's going to be there for the next 2.5 years. And Sagittarius brings in that fresh air, that fresh ideas. It's not so, you know, hard-hitting as what Scorpio was. You know, Scorpio is the truth-teller, and Scorpio is the boss and the leader, and between that and Saturn, it was very heavy, heavy, hard energy. Now, Sagittarius is in there, so again, we'll be able to take a breath, be who we are, find ourselves, that type of thing. So 2016 starting out astrologically fantastic. Okay?
That's amazing. I need to say this. A couple of years ago, I've had some psychics on the show that always mention The same thing that you're mentioning now about 2016, I'm thinking about, oh, we got to wait to get to 2016. You know, I said, oh my gosh, but now you're saying it too. Like, that's incredible. Your 2016, I'm looking forward to that then. And I'm also looking forward to December of this year when you're going to come on and a special show and talk about Jesus. Is that correct?
Yes, on December of this year, I'm going to do The Truth About Jesus. I had a very powerful spiritual experience about Jesus, and I'm going to put the truth out there because I feel I need to. I think it'll help some people. I think it's going to give some clarity to some people, and some people won't like it, but, to each his own. But I'm the messenger, David, and I got to give the messages. And we're going to do The Truth About Jesus around Christmas time. There you go.
That'd be perfect. Now, I want to mention this. Everybody knows my show is fair and open to any guest that believes in whatever they believe in, because we don't state that we're like, let's say, for example, a Christian radio show or something like that, where if somebody believes in Muhammad, you know, or whatever belief system or not that they have, they are all welcome to come on the show and tell us what they believe in, if you know what I mean, to present the information they have. Everybody is welcome here. So this is the first time I'm going to have somebody talk about Jesus Christ, and that's you. And so we're looking forward to that. And
okay.
I'm going to let you go ahead and tell us your predictions.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Well, I'm going to start out with my 2016 predictions. And I did these on 2/4/15. And I'm just going to start right in. The first thing I got was major oil spill or major toxin spill in the ocean. This kills many fish, horror on the shores. Now, I did see the water getting polluted, David, the ocean getting polluted. There's going to be a lot of fish washing up on the shores, pollution, ocean pollution. A couple of years ago, I'm on the East Coast, we had dolphins that were just like dying and like washing up on the Jersey Shore. And that's kind of like the vision I got. It's not so much dolphins, but fish themselves. So I just want to let everybody know, I do feel like the ocean is becoming toxic. And, Mother Earth is going to start showing us how toxic it is. Okay, the second thing I got, talking about the ocean, more cruise ship disasters. The ships are outdated and dangerous. In 2017, new cruise ships with new technology that will avoid sinking and major issues. So from now, 2 to 3 years, the cruise ships, anybody that does cruising, be aware of this. If these ships are outdated, there's going to be more and more of those disasters. And just basically, I feel like there's going to be, like, diseases on the ships, some of the ships, until they get into the new technology, and then everything will be all right, okay? But until then, okay. If you're going to cruise, be very, very careful, you know, when you cruise, all right?
Okay.
The third thing I got was Yellowstone National Park incident that makes global news. Changes are happening there. I get some kind of vibe, David, on and Sherelle on Yellowstone National Park. Something's going to be happening there. I get some kind of vibe in 2016.
Okay.
The next thing I got was domestic hostages on the rise in America, an increase of hostages. Now, this was very strange because usually when you think about, like, hostages, you think about, a terrorist group taking another group of people or something. But I saw, like, domestic hostage taking where, like, it was very strange. Like, people are going to be, like, taking their kids hostage. Like, something like, it was a very weird kind of terrorism that I saw in America coming up in 2016. So you're going to see more and more of that on the news. People taking their kids hostage, and it was, like, really weird. So I did see a lessening of the terroristic groups, you know, the lessening of that, but then just more inner family violence. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Now, the next one is a big one. Big message from Spirit: fracking must stop. Find other less destructive ways. Now, Mother Earth came in big time with this one. I don't understand fracking too much. I understand you get oil or something. You have to put water in the ground. I don't understand exactly what it is.
It's done by pressure, injecting pressure in there. And it it's not a good thing. It's not natural, and it messes up the crust of the earth, which could potentially cause earthquakes and things of that nature.
Yeah, they must stop. They have to find other ways. And, David, speaking of Mother Earth, we have to all remember that we're living on her skin. We're living on her skin. The animals and the plants are living on her skin. Now, she does love us, and she does have a contract with God to allow us to perfect ourselves on her. But we have to understand Mother Earth's here for Mother Earth first. And Mother Earth right now, her gravitational pull's a little off, and that's why we're getting all these storms. I mean, she's trying to adjust herself and fix herself. She's going to be here way after we're gone, that's for sure. And it sounds really, really nasty and bad, but we're like the parasites on her skin. Now, she loves us, but, she's not going to put up with that. So we have to be very mindful of that and really respect her, okay? But the fracking is like one thing that please stop the fracking. Okay, the next thing I got was Russia is simmering and plotting in secret against the United States. China knows about this, but watches and waits in the shadows. Russia and China in the news a lot in 2016. Well, that Putin guy's back again. Russia's going to be doing something. He's back. Oh. Russia, something about Russia and America. I didn't get like a war, but I got something simmering there. Something's going on. Okay. Now, on the increase in 2016, non-surgical procedures replacing surgical procedures, fantastic new methods coming in. Now, there was so many, what is a surgical procedure now will be a non-surgical procedure in 2016. You're going to see the medical community like really explode big time in 2016. The technology is going to be fabulous. More and more and more. And I'm not a technical person or a medical person, so I don't understand, David Chiarot, half the stuff that Spirit shows me. But I just saw all kinds of, like, they're putting down their knives, we can do this without surgery. We can do this without surgery. There's a lot of that going on.
I'm glad you said that. That's amazing, because remember, a lot of things are coming true from Star Trek, and Dick Tracy and all that. When Bones on Star Trek was working or talking about somebody from the past, and he said, yeah, they were butchers, the doctors, because they used scalpels and knives, to operate. And now they have this what seems like magical technology, And that's what you're talking about right now. So it seems like something else amazing is coming true. So go ahead.
Yeah, the medical community is moving ahead big time, like I said, they're putting down their knives for a lot of this stuff, and they're just going to be doing a lot of non-surgical procedures. Now, 2016, David, I do get a lot of people that call me, for investors, people that, ask me, what do I foresee coming up, people that want to invest. So, in 2016 is a good year to buy precious and semi-precious top-quality gemstones. For investors, buy those top-of-the-line Japanese pearls. These Japanese pearl prices will skyrocket because the oysters will stop producing them. And I see the oysters dying from polluted water, and after 2016, gemstone prices increase. So a good investment starting in 2016 is to buy top-of-the-line, top-quality gemstones, okay? Now, I'm not talking about, they got to be like the top, like top-quality emerald, top-quality sapphire, top-quality citrine, top-quality, and invest in gemstones. And then for those that can afford it, I'm not one of them, but for those that can afford it, those high-priced Japanese pearls, which are expensive now but are going to really skyrocket. Because I do feel, and we're going back to like with my first prediction where I saw the ocean being very toxic, and I do feel like a lot of the oysters will not be producing these top quality gemstones or top quality pearls anymore. So just giving people a heads up that can afford them, if you want to invest in a strand of those pearls or even buy a few of those pearls, that would be a good investment. All right,
break the stride there for that, but now you got some gold bugs out there, silver investors. What do you think about that? Can you give us anything on that? I know that silver is industrial use and it's not being replaced as much. I don't know. Do you have anything, or is it inappropriate to ask about gold and silver?
Yeah, I have gold prices will remain low. Silver, however, will be a great investment. So I do see the silver being a good investment. So gold stays low. Now, for those of you that are, like, really smart, buy the gold low because you know eventually it's going to go up. Buy it now when it's low, save it, and then it'll go up, and then, you know, you can, you know, cash your gold in. But, okay. Now, the next thing I got, and I'm going to switch over a little bit here to some celebrities because people like celebrities. So I got that Bob Dylan, or a major music icon, will cross in 2016. He may start a tour, but it is canceled because of his death. So I do see some kind of like rock icon like crossing in 2016. He's going to start some tour. I got something around Bob Dylan, but to generalize it, somebody in the Rolling Stones, but there's somebody that's kind of like crossing in 2016. So they just kind of like start their tour and then they can't do it. Okay, and the next one is Bruce Jenner will be extremely happy being a woman. This is his true self. He will inspire other transgender people. And I see him talking to large groups of people about his experiences. I feel he's mainly attracted to women after his transformation. The message to humanity is, be your true self, stop hiding. So Bruce Jenner definitely is going through with this. This is his true self. I know he had this accident recently. I don't feel there's jail time, but I do feel he'll be paying some money. You know, he may go bankrupt. But he's really, you know, after a while, he really is going to be in the forefront. And, you know, David and Sherelle, we have to be our true selves. We have to stop hiding, especially in 2016, because, you know, it is what it is. Sagittarius, you know, be your true self. Find yourself, you know. So that, you know, fits right in with the 2016 predictions, what 2016 is about. Okay, the next thing I got is new healthcare programs to replace Obamacare. Okay, so new healthcare programs are coming in. Things will get better as far as, like, healthcare goes. Okay?
Good.
Okay, more people traveling in 2016 than recent years. The family vacation makes a big comeback. Families become stronger. I see a trend of the old-fashioned family dinner table coming back. I do see something happening. And, you know, David and Sherelle, this could be the shift of the millennials. That's coming. You know, we're the baby boomers, and the millennials are the ones that are born 1977 through the year 2000. This is the generation right. That's coming up behind us. And there's going to be, and I feel the millennials have something to do with this, where people are just going to, like, let's bring the family back together. All this texting and people ignoring each other, I do feel like there's going to be, let's have a dinner together. Let's put the texting down. Let's be a family. Let's talk to each other. So I do feel, again, that Saturn and Sagittarius, you know, let's be who we are. And there's going to be some kind of trend, which I think is a very positive one for some people, where the kids are going to be putting the texting down and just have a dinner, which I think we need. I really do think we need that in this country.
I think we need it for the drivers, too. I'm stopped. Tired of waiting behind the guy texting in front of me by a stop sign for several cars to go by before I realizes, oh, it's my turn to go, you know, for example, like, funny, because we were just in Louisiana earlier this year seeing my brother, and it's legal there, but in California, it's not legal to do that while you're driving. So, you know, I mean, nothing against people doing that. Please be safe. Pull over and do it. Don't do it while you're driving. It's dangerous. But anyway,
yes,
go ahead.
Okay. I see a president dying in 2016. It could be Jimmy Carter. There is going to be a president that does cross in 2016. I see two world leaders step down because of a scandal. Protests continue in America and around the world. Positive change is happening. The people are being heard. Now, that's a big thing, David and Sherelle. They're just starting now, but this is all groups, all oppressed groups, and this is around the world. But finally, people are being heard. So they're not putting up with it anymore. They're not putting up with prejudice and racism and anything that's negative. They're not putting up with it anymore. There's no more ageism. There's no, you know, it's just, the people aren't putting up with it. So you're going to see this around the world. People just protesting, say, no, stop. We're not dealing with it anymore. So I think that's a very positive thing. That's going to continue on. Okay.
Do you think that's because of the Rainbow Children that are out now, or what do you think that's from?
Well, I think it has to do with the millennials that are just saying, you know, we're not putting up with this. And, the Rainbow Children, you know, definitely, because they can't deal with the negativity, you know. They don't understand it. You know, when we were young, you know, because I'm back in the 1970s, you know, we were fed this crap, this racism, this crap from our parents. You know what I mean? And then, but these millennials that came in and said, we're not going to, you know, listen to that. That makes no sense whatsoever. So, again, it's a very positive trend. It's going to continue on. And, I totally support that. And I'm sure most people do. Okay? Because good changes. And I'm happy about that. Okay? Now, new technology at an all-time high. So many new things coming out all at once. It won't be hard to keep up with it. Many choices for consumers. Oh, boy, David and Sherelle. I mean, I'm not a technology person, you know, whatsoever, but it's just like new laptop, new this, new that, new. I don't even understand. iPads, new. It's too rapid. It's too much. You know what I mean? People, you know, just come out with a new thing and something else is coming. So it's like, it's almost going to be an influx of technology, all areas, too, all areas of technology. So 2016 is a big year for that, a big, big year for that. Okay, and my last one, a younger Kennedy member will start thinking seriously about running for office in 2 years. This younger Kennedy is very much like Bobby Kennedy. They will be very successful and lead the family back into politics, possible Senator or President Kennedy in the future. So we possibly have a Kennedy coming in, too. I know that I did see in the future there's going to be another President Bush. So the Bush family comes in, and we're looking at a Clinton coming in, too. So everything kind of like comes around again. It's very interesting. But I did see a Kennedy coming in there. It could be Senator Kennedy or, even a President Kennedy. But more like Bobby Kennedy, you know, where it was more, you know, humanitarian action kind of person, you know, than like a John Kennedy.
Well, let's hope we get some good people because we sure need them. Whoever it is, I don't talk politics. I just want somebody good. That's all I care about. I'm sure Sherelle thinks the same.
Yep, I'm with you. So that's it, David. That's basically what I got for my 2016.
All right.
I'm excited about that. That's a couple of predictions ago, you talked about how more schools were going to be online, and I just see it just booming right now.
More homeschooling, and courses on the computer, just like you said. We're starting to see it more and more, so you're right about that one. It's already happening.
Yep, the cyber hacking, all that stuff. North Korea cyber hacking, all that stuff. Yep. That was one of my future visions a couple years ago. I have more future visions coming up. Now I want to do my 2016 tarot horoscopes. Now, basically,
I love that.
I know you like that, Sherelle.
I love it.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
And basically, this is a snippet of what's going to be happening for you, your sun sign. I really don't do rising or your moon signs, or I do like just basic sun signs. I'm a Taurus myself, we just kind of stick to what we know. But anyway, sun sign, what's going to be happening for you in 2016. And I did these on 1/24/15. And I'm going to start with Aries the Ram, and Aries is March 21st to April 20th. Problems of the past will disappear for the Rams as solutions and answers come out of the blue. Your love life is very much on your mind at the start of 2016, and you may decide to walk away from an important relationship that is no longer working for you. There is a break mid-year where you may slow down for a while and reflect on your life and the direction it is heading. Money is much better this year for you, and you may indulge in travel. Take that dream trip you have been putting off. Now, David and Sherelle, Aries the Ram has really, the last couple years, we talk about that Saturn Scorpion energy. Poor Aries the Ram has been taking on all kinds of responsibilities, has had to deal with really crazy people in their life, people taking their money, just working hard and really not getting ahead. But now this 2016, finally, the money's for themselves. They get rid of the people that don't work for them anymore. They, you know, can travel and do things for themselves. And I do encourage all Aries, the Rams out there, to do that in 2016. You'll have the energy there to do it. Okay, the next one is Taurus, which is me, April 21st to May 21st. Female bulls are featured for 2016, new enterprises, new ideas. The old making way for the new, quiet times and pondering where improvements need to be made in your life. Retreats or being alone will be necessary as you seek the higher meanings of life. The government and extra paperwork comes up near the end of the year. Could be some extra money coming in from that. So I'm a Taurus myself, and we have just been going through, a lot of just changes, and which Taurus doesn't like. It's an earth sign. Changes and just unavoidable change, and people leaving our life and people coming into our life. And but in 2016, we're going to be able to be kind of like that bull in the pasture, where we can just kind of take a retreat, take a breath, find out who we are. And David and Sherelle, I'm looking forward to that, because it's been crazy the last couple of years.
I hear that. Okay.
Now, I think this is Gemini. That's you, right, David?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, May 22nd to June 21st. Cleaning up and cleaning out your environment is important to Gemini this year. You will be extra sensitive to clutter, and you may want to get rid of it. This may include mental clutter from your past. Fresh starts and new careers are on your mind. You just have to figure out which path to go down, as there are many choices for you. A younger male looks to you for guidance and follows your lead. So Gemini is doing a lot of clearing out, David, a lot of mental clutter and clearing out of your homes, and you might even improve your home in 2016.
Can I validate that right now?
Sure.
I've already started to clear out clutter. I have a plan for it. It's going to take me a while, and it will continue to the coming year, including mentally and other projects I'm working on. I'm trying to, renovate certain things. So that is dead on. I mean, how could you know that? You didn't even talk to me or other Geminis. That is totally accurate. That's exactly what I have planned and going on. So,
yeah, since you're a Gemini, a lot of them, it's just that you need to. And I think it has to do with like the feng shui of things, just to clear out and have fresh starts. And because Gemini is a very mental kind of sign, and you can get all clogged up if you don't quite clear yourself out. So, yeah, that makes total sense. But it will be, David, you'll be doing that. Don't push yourself. You continue to do it through 2016, okay?
All right.
Again, you have that Sagittarius Saturn that's going to help push that stuff through, which is good. Okay, the next sign is Cancer, June 22nd to July 22nd. It isn't as bad as it appears, Cancer. Everything is working out in your favor. Just be patient. Possibly working two jobs or major multitasking is needed to keep your busy life going at full speed. An older male wants to help you. Let him. Very busy year, full of adventure. You may have a chance around November or December to slow down a bit, so take it. Now, Cancer, sun sign Cancer, it's another one of these signs that, like Aries the Ram, that just how to go through life changes and people leaving their life and, what happened to their money and 2016 is a rebuilding year for them. So Cancer, hold on there, Cancer. Anybody that's a Cancer, hold on. 2016 is coming, and it's a great year for you. Leo, July 23rd to August 21st. The lion is plugging away this year, reaping many rewards for it. Your social life picks up and many invitations and parties come your way. People want to be around you. You do more outdoor activities this year, and that's the same you did in the past. And watch your money this year. There are many bargains for Leo if you look for them. Rules and the humdrum daily living does not appeal to the lion. And they want to be who they are, and they want to be, like who they are. So Leo's roaring a little bit in 2016. Leo has been kind of like the last couple of years, in their homes, not really venturing out too much. The economy, Leo likes to spend. Leo likes nice things. And the economy has not afforded Leo some of the luxuries that they like, or some of the indulgences that they like. But 2016, they'll be able to do that. They're out. They're social, more social lions. They're out and about and having a lot of fun in 2016. And they are who they are. And they're just going to be like that. I am who I am. So accept me or not. That's kind of like what I'm getting. Okay. Virgo, August 22nd to September 23rd. Your perfectionism is highlighted this year, Virgo. You want life to move on your terms. Self-improvement will interest you, and you may change a habit you have held for a long time. Unexpected travel for your work may happen, and you are pleased about that. Balancing career and family may prove challenging, but you do it. Don't worry, Virgo, you'll have the money. Patience is needed as checks and payments are delayed. So Virgos are another sign, earth sign, like Taurus, just like kind of like working hard, and they really didn't reap the benefits of that. And in 2016, their hard work will reap the benefits. So again, like David and Sherelle's are plugging along here, you know, just as you can see, things working out. You know, what you had to put up with in 2014 and 2015, 2016, it works out. So that continues on. Okay, until we hit Libra here. Libra.
Okay, Libra.
then everything comes to a grinding halt. Libra, September 24th to October 23rd. Female Libras are tired at the start of 2016. Please take a rest. It will do wonders for you. The scales in general are working hard. Demanding bosses put more pressure and responsibility on your shoulders to get the job done. You want to break free from this, but you know others count on you, so you do your duty. You dream of another life, but as of now, it's just a dream. More money for you, and you can afford some of the luxuries now. Relieve your stress through exercise. So Libra, you know, is going to be going at it at full speed, and, you know, a lot of people counting on Libra. Libra's the ones that get things done. Libra's always the one that kind of, like, puts themselves on the back burner there, David and Sherelle. Like, they're good, like, providers. They really are. You know, they're really concerned about members of the family and, but again, working hard, demanding bosses, and just kind of like dreaming for that new life, okay, which they will get in a couple years, okay, but they're one of the signs that lots of hard work in 2016 for them. Okay, Scorpio, okay. October 24th through November 22nd. Conflicts with males or male authorities, try your patience. It's the principle, it's not the money. You want to be right at all costs. A new job opportunity comes your way, and you consider quitting your old one. Your scorpion tail is out this year, and you will sting those that try to oppose you. Enough is your motto in 2016. Your loved ones do not understand you, but they stand by you. Just be careful not to sting them. Calm down, Scorpio. So Scorpio is coming in, their tails are blazing in 2016. They are just kind of like, I'm not putting up with it anymore. Like, they're just not, like, just like we talked about those protesters, you know, we're not putting up with it anymore. Scorpio is just saying, I'm not putting up with it either. And so they're really making a lot of advances in 2016, but they are doing it at their own, like, their own will. You know, their own will is bringing about all these changes. But they got to calm down a little bit, because when Scorpio gets on a roll, forget it. You know, so just they got to calm down a little bit. Things will come in their own time. But, yeah, tails are blazing for Scorpio in the start of 2016. Okay, Sagittarius, and they're November 23rd to December 22nd. The planet Saturn is in your house in 2016, throwing the harsh, cold water of reality on your far-fetched dreams and plans. So take off the rose-colored glasses and see your life for what it is. You'll be surprised how blessed you truly are. Friends and family love you, and they want to be around you. Always a beautiful sign. Your beauty increases even more in 2016. An older male or female is smitten with you, and they may offer to financially support you. You are flattered, but you turn them down. Now, Sagittarius, again, Saturn now is in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius, they like, what's next? What's new? What's trendy? You know, they run down the path there. They're really fast-paced kind of sign, beautiful, free spirit kind of sign. Now, with Sagittarius, they're going to have, like, obstacles, you know? They're going to have to be like, I'm going down the path, and what's that, you know? And Sagittarius says, okay, now you have to calm down and evaluate your life, you know, where's your life at now? So they're going to have, like, a lot of stops and starts in 2016, but it's all for the positive. It's just for your own spiritual growth, your own personal growth. And I like Sagittarius. Sagittarius is one of my favorite signs. They're so free-loving and beautiful people. Okay, Capricorn, I think this is Sherelle, right?
Oh, yes, that's me.
Okay, December 23rd to January 20th. Capricorn females are tested in love. Year. However, all will be worked out for the best. So David's going to act up.
Oh, that's new.
I'm going to brace myself for that.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. He's been already acting up.
Male and female goats search for a new avenue in career and finances. More time spent in the home plotting and planning out your future and life direction. You want to do what you love to do, and you do not want to compromise on that. And any financial investments you made in the past will start to pay off. And invest in the metal silver. It'll be lucky for you. So, Sherelle, you know, you're kind of doing what the bull's doing, kind of like you and I are together in this. We're just kind of reevaluating our life. You know, we want to do what we want to do, and just looking at our finances and the love life, too. David, if you start acting up, Sherelle will tell you about it. And
oh, yeah.
And invest. So it's a retreat kind of year for you, too, you know, and that's kind of like what we need. So it's going to be a very positive thing, Sherelle. Okay?
Good news.
The next one is Aquarius, January 21st to February 19th. A new love may come into your life. It starts out hot but cools off by mid-year. Enjoy it for what it is and move on. Your home gives you issues this year. Unexpected repairs drain your wallet. You may want to move, but you will not have the money to do it in 2016. Your work life is boring and you want something new. Aquarians in the entertainment field will do great this year. Creative work in general is blessed and flourishes. Investing in yourself and your talents is a good idea. So Aquarius entertainers are really going to be on the high rise. Like if you're an Aquarius and an entertainer, go for it in 2016. If you notice, David and Sherelle, I mean, we're going to get to Pisces in a minute, but there's no, like, love life stuff happening. That was one thing. There's no, everything is, you know, work and career and changing yourself, and there's no, like, major loves or, you know, this is it. You know, this is the hot new love. I mean, here Aquarius gets some hot love in the beginning of the year, and then that's it. I was really surprised about that. Usually I get some signs or you get some kind of love life, especially Scorpio or Leo or something, but no, it's all, like I said, taking off the rose-colored glasses, and it is what it is. So I just wanted to point that out as I continue on here. Because Pisces is the only one, the next one, Pisces, February 20th to March 20th, is the only one that has some kind of little snippet of love here. So I have major decisions about your love life. You may be busy at your job as you multitask to get everything done. A new career direction comes forward, and you may change your life to do something new. All legal matters work for your favor. So Pisces actually has two loves vying for their attention. Or Pisces is going to be very popular in the area of love. But actually, they're going to have like great love lives, but they're worrying about their careers or any kind of legal matters. But everything will work out for Pisces. So that's it, David and Sherelle. That's my tarot horoscopes for 2016.
Perfect.
Yes, I enjoyed listening to, you know, especially ours, and I'm sure the guests did. Very enjoyable. I can't speak for as much, but some of the things you said about it, I said, oh, wow, that's already in the thoughts. And then mine as well, too, couldn't be more accurate. That's why I believe in this stuff. It's not a coincidence. It's dead on. And if people want to hear more from our guest tonight, Cheryl Lynn, you want to get in contact with her, you want information from her, please go to www.whiterose-production.com. That's whiterose-productions.com. There's a link to it on the radio show page. Please check her out. Is totally worthwhile. She's been a repeat guest on the show for the last several years. She has a special show coming up in December with some revealing and interesting and shocking information about Jesus, so you have to come back and listen to that. And she's also extensively on YouTube. Please check out her YouTube channel as well. You can get that link by going to her website. We're now going to take some callers.
No, we got future visions yet.
Questions after the future visions, okay. Of course.
Yep.
But I just wanted to let people know your website. Just remind them, and if you call her, do not text her, but please call her. She'll be very happy to take your call.
And they can call me, David, at 484-221-9620. And, again, like you said, on the website, whiterose-productions.com, they go on there. They can see all my services. I do offer half-hour, one-hour phone readings, Skype readings. When I get a Skype reading, I always say, make me do my hair and makeup. So I have Skype readings available. And then I also have, like, the six-month tarot horoscopes and a one-year tarot horoscopes. So anybody that's into this, I can do your own personal tarot horoscope. It's going to be happening for you month by month. So there's a lot of things on the website, so check that out. But again, my number is 484-221-9620. Okay, future visions. I did these on 2/3/15. And again, these aren't exactly going to happen in 2016. I'm just putting this on there here now as a record. And these are things that are going to be happening in the future. Okay? Now, the first one I got is realistic hologram concerts from dead performers. Elvis Lives Again. Holograms is going to be a big thing. And concerts from dead performers, Elvis, you know, they're going to be so realistic looking. You're going to think it's Elvis with the computer generation. I mean, it's going to be like, I'm just giving an example, like, you know, Justin Bieber's live here, but then he can have concerts going on all around the world through holograms. It's really going to be something. It's going to be amazing. And talking about holograms, personal hologram computers, no more laptops or phones. I actually saw no more laptops, no more phones. I saw hologram computers coming out of the air, that people have that. So there's not going to be any more. I don't see anybody with any kind of equipment. Okay, again, holograms.
Wow.
It's like that movie where they predicted crime. Somebody's going to commit a crime and they arrest them. They had those two psychics in the pool, but they had the computer is holographic. That sounds exciting. I hope YouTube changes that way as well. That'd be cool.
Yep. Oh, it's going to be all holograms. So, you know, great. And it's going to be actually sooner than later. It's really going to be sooner than later. Okay. In 10 years, science and spirituality come together. No more separation. It will surprise many how well the two work together. Many answers forthcoming to the medical community about treatments for major diseases like cancer. So in 10 years, David and Sherelle, science and spirituality come together. It's not going to be so separate. And once we hook up, link up there, just wait. Just wait. All the cures come. You know what I mean? It's the hookup of the two. And we're seeing the start of that now. But within 10 years, you're going to see... if there's not much separation between the two. So I like that. The spirituality is actually increasing and the scientific community is actually accepting it. So again, together will, you know, help some of these diseases, especially like cancer. Okay. Talking about disease. Okay. No more Down syndrome. It's cured in vitro. No more Down syndrome. I don't see it at all. I don't see it at all. Number five, there'll be a machine that all hospitals and most doctors will have that a patient stands in it and it scans the entire body. It will print out an accurate diagnosis and treatment for the patient, not an MRI. MRI becomes obsolete. This machine will be able to fix all medical issues, including issues of the brain. Now, this was an awesome vision that I got, David and Sherelle. I saw a capsule. It looked like a capsule that you stand in. And when you stand in this capsule, it scans, almost like it scans you, and it prints out what's wrong with you and how to treat it. So there's like there's no more MRIs or anything. This is more of this capsule. Again, science and spirituality kind of like coming together. So that's going to be awesome when that happens. It's going to be less, you know, this sounds like really strange, but there's going to be less touching of people too, you know, like really hands-on touching of people. They're going to be like scanning people, and this is what's going to be happening.
Well, it sounds like Star Trek again. It sounds like it's less intrusive or invasive. It sounds like it might be more cost-effective than getting, you know, MRI, and it also sounds like Star Trek and their tricorder. Maybe if they do perfect this technology, then maybe sometime after that they may miniaturize it like the tricorder on Star Trek, which basically does the same thing. I don't know, I just like making those comparisons because it sounds really cool, like the future is really coming to us.
Oh, yes. And, you know, the vision that I got, again, I'm not a medical person, but I understand that this is going to be awesome because of the brain. It's going to be able to detect brain diseases, how to fix the brain, I guess, which is, you know, I guess right now just, you know, the brain diseases in general are very hard to detect or to cure, or but I feel in this machine will just tell you exactly what's wrong. So, yeah, awesome. Absolutely awesome. Okay. So next one I got is anti-gravity aircrafts, no more runways. Aircrafts go directly up and comes directly down. Faster travel because of this, no more airplanes as we know them. So David and Sherelle, I didn't see any more airplanes that like have runways and take off. I actually saw them just going directly up and directly down. Like, I just, you know what I mean? These are airplanes that went extremely fast, but there's no more runways. It's, they figure out this anti-gravity stuff where it goes directly up and directly down. So, and it doesn't look like airplanes anymore either. So I thought that was awesome.
They're going to have to do that, especially if we're running out of oil and everything like that. They're going to have to come up with something different. And that sounds just like, you know, the UFO.
I was going to say,
you know,
UFO.
Anti-gravity. So why not? It sounds logical.
Well, you know, Dave, you know, David, there is, you know, aliens that are, you know, helping, extraterrestrials that are helping, have been here since, you know, the beginning, and they're not allowed to interfere with us, you know, but they have the technology, and they're trying to help humanity there a little bit, you know, try to do the anti-gravity and the materials that they have. So, you know, eventually I do see something like that. Not spaceships, though. This is more just commercial airlines going. There's no more runways, and it can a little bit like the Jetsons, I guess, going up and down.
Right.
Yeah, right. That'd be cool.
The next one I got was about the Florida Keys. Be careful about the Florida Keys. I see either going underwater or there's issues around the Florida Keys, okay? So just be careful there. It's just like,
okay, because I was thinking about traveling there, so that's good to know. That's really
this
good.
This is huge vision, so like I wouldn't get a long-term house there, or I wouldn't get like a major investment there. You know what I mean? I see something about the Florida Keys. And also I did see, you know, in the future that the East Coast here where I'm at, I did see it kind of chewed up. You know what I mean? I didn't see it, you know, as it is now. So the East Coast itself is going to get chewed up. But the Florida Keys is just one place that I saw was featured, you know, watch. I see a lot of water over the Florida Keys. I do see Bono of the music group YouTube dying in a fire. Could be a plane crash. So something going on with Bono. Be careful. Number nine, George Clooney. I like this. George Clooney will run for office and win. Could be a governor, senator, or possibly higher. He will spend his later years in public office and do much good. George Clooney, Sherelle and David, he's in a transition right now. And he is going to be a politician, or he's going to get into politics, but he's either governor, senator, and do a lot of good for people, almost like Reagan, almost like Ronald Reagan. Yeah, so right now he's in a transition. He's still kind of like the movie actor. But just watch that. Watch him transition into this, and like Reagan did. So he's got the good. He's got the right wife for it. So
yeah.
He actually does want to service. Okay, and here's my last one. Jerry Lewis is going to die. Now that's not the future vision. He will be met by Dean Martin first. Dean Martin is and always will be his true love. Jerry will briefly stay on the other side. However, unlike Dean Martin, who's disliked Earth for the most part, Jerry loves Earth and will come back very shortly. He will reincarnate to a family member's child, a male child. Could be a great-great-great-grandson or nephew. Let me turn my page here about Jerry Lewis. This child will look a lot like Jerry, and he will do comedy and film like he did in his recent past life. Jerry loves to perform and he loves to invent. He will invent more technology for the film industry, and he'll start out as a stand-up comic, working alone, and get into films quickly. He'll continue on his path that he started as Jerry Lewis in this life. So I do see Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis loves the Earth. Jerry Lewis actually is an inventor, and I do see a member of his family. He's going to reincarnate into a member of his family and continue on, you know, doing stand-up comedy and then film. He loves Earth, so he's going to continue on. So he's very briefly on the other side and then come back. So that's it. That's my future visions.
That's funny because I was just thinking about Jerry Lewis. Not too long ago, we watched something on TV about him, and I was thinking, yeah, you know, then and a year ago, how much I wanted to try to get an interview with him if possible. And then I was thinking about, well, running out of time, that maybe he could pass soon. I also saw that. And, you know, sometimes you want to talk to somebody, and then just when you're getting ready to, they're gone. Or you want to write them a letter or something. I mean, that's just the way it goes. But you're right about the differences between him and Dean Martin. You know, I'm glad they were able to make up before Dean Martin, you know, passed away. But, yeah, that's I do believe that, you know, Jerry loves to do the charities and produce and do all that stuff. So I would definitely, he loves to, you know, to be around people, in front of people. So I believe, heck yeah, he'll, when he goes back, he'll be there for a while and can't wait to come back here. I think that's
right.
Amazing.
Yep. Yep. He's coming back. Before he even goes, he's coming back because he wants to continue on, and he'll live that life long, too. He's living this life long. He'll just, he loves the earth. He's just somebody who just loves the earth, so he'll just keep coming back.
I'm not sure if I want to come back when I go, but we'll see.
Oh. Okay, that's it. So that's it.
All right. Well, we're going to open up the lines for some readings. But if you want to have an extensive reading with Cheryl tonight, sorry, I'm dealing with Cheryl and Cheryl, tonight, and you don't get through, or you like what she has to say and want more, just go to whiterose-productions.com or call her at 484-221-9620. And Cheryl, our co-host, will explain to you how we're going to do the readings tonight. So I'll now turn it over to Cheryl for Cheryl.
Okay, so I have posted it in the chat room. If you need the website, I posted it in the chat room, and I also posted your telephone number there in the chat room if anyone is interested in having a personal in-depth reading. And they should definitely go to your website and check it out, and you really spend the time to help each and every person with each reading. So now we're going to start taking calls, and what we need tonight is a few things. Now remember, the call list is extensive, so I would appreciate if everyone would give their first name, their age, and their astrological sign, and your one question, okay? And hold on 1 second, and we will start with the reading in a few minutes. I wanted to ask you, Cheryl, if you, at the end of the show, maybe you could talk about whatever else that you have coming up within the next couple of months, and we could talk about that.
Okay.
Okay. So hold on 1 second, and we'll start with the calls. Is that okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. Let's do that. Area code 210-451. You are on the air. Hello.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Antonia, and my date of birth is 11/13/75, and my sign is Scorpio.
Okay, what is your question?
My question is if what you could tell me as far as any new any new employment coming up for me in the next month.
Is any new what?
Employment. She wants
yes.
to know about employment.
Okay. Yes, Tarot's talking about in 3 months there is a new opportunity coming for you, more money coming your way. Now, you are very, hesitant right now to make this life change, but in 3 months you most certainly will. It's a fresh start for you. It's definitely something new than what you're used to. You know, you're kind of sick of with the old employment anyway, where your life has been, and you're waiting for this change. You know, you don't want to fight anymore for what's yours. And so I do feel in 3 months there's going to be a new job and something different than what you're doing right now. And you're going to be a lot happier. But until then, get ready for this change to happen for you, okay?
Yes, awesome. Thank you very much. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck.
That was really good. That was really good.
Okay.
Okay, our next caller.
Mm-hmm.
Our next caller is area code 941-941-763. You are on the air. Welcome to Beyond the Gate Radio.
Thank you. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
What's your first name, age?
My name is Catherine, and I'm 50, and I'm a Gemini, and May 23rd, 64.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is surrounding love. Specifically, I want to know if you see Peter and I getting back together in the future, or what's going on with
him. How old's Peter, and what's his astrological sign?
He is an Aquarius, and he will be, no, he just turned 50. That's right.
He's a what?
He's an Aquarius, and he just turned 50.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's hard to get Aquarius down the aisle. That's the first thing. to get an Aquarius, because they like friendships and being friends with people. But let me see if you appear we'll be getting back together. All right. Now, Carol was saying that one of you was really into this relationship and then the other one wasn't. So one was kind of like dragging their heels. Like it was almost like, here he is here. You weren't on the same page with this particular person. Now, he's good looking and he's dynamic, and I see why you're attracted to him. But I feel like this relationship, you were like on eggshells. Like are you either you felt that way or he felt that way, like, you had to watch what you said to the other one. I do feel in the 6 months, which is June, I do feel you get some communication with him, and you could reconnect again. But I will let you know that by the end of the year, he's kind of like out of your life again. So I'm going to suggest that when he does reconnect with you, just keep it light and don't put so much emotional stock into him. Let me ask you, why are you so attracted to this man? Because there's like a question mark about that.
This is my first love, and I have never been able to shake him. Never. I don't get
it. Okay. Okay, you need to, this is what I'm going to suggest to you in June when he comes back around again, because this is what we call the vicious circle, where you just keep, you don't have any closure. You just keep, it keeps going around and around and around. I want you to really see this man for who he is and what he actually says to you, because I feel like he's been trying to tell you the truth and you just don't want to hear it. Because here's the thing, if you have closure with this man or you see the reality with this man, I do feel there's a dark-haired, dark-eyed man coming for you in 2016. There's somebody else there. You just have to work through this relationship right now with this Aquarius, with Peter. And again, Peter's a nice guy, but he's just not the right one for you. But I know it's hard. I could see in the cards here that you're hard to let go. So I hope that helped.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hang in there, Catherine. Hang in there.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
I really hope that she, when you're on the other side and you see everything coming, I really hope that she stops what she's doing and look, because she's much more important than being with someone who doesn't want to be with her. So, I mean, that part is the hardest part, I think, to learn. But once we learn that, because we give so much, and then you would expect so much more in return. But when someone really loves you, you don't have to do anything special. They just love you for who you are. That's it. They love you for who you are, and you don't have to do all these tricks and parasols and everything to make them love you. That's so, Catherine, think about that. Don't just accept whatever he gives you. Do what Cheryl says. Keep it light. If he wants to take you out to dinner, fine, go out to dinner. But don't put your stocks in this one. Think about what you need and what your needs are, but don't try to make him fit into a mold. He's a circle. You're looking for a square.
Yeah.
So,
in a good way.
In a good way.
Yes.
In a good way.
I see the analogy there. That's a very good analogy. Excellent.
And there is somebody for her in 2016, a dark-haired, dark-eyed man for her in 2016. He's a Virgo. He's a Virgo.
Ooh,
okay.
He's a Virgo, Catherine. He's a Virgo. That's a good thing. Okay.
That's a good thing, yep. Okay.
Thank
next
you.
Next one?
So, yeah, let's go to the next one. Okay. I have area code 661-748. Hello, you are on the air with Beyond the Gate Radio. Cheryl Lynn, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for my call.
Wonderful.
Actually, not doing great, but that's why I'm calling. My name is Louise. I am 53, Scorpio. And my question is, I have a helper dog that was stolen from my yard on Thursday. And the dog would be 16 years old this coming Tuesday. And any information you can give me would be great.
What's the dog's first name and the breed?
Salsa. She's a German short hair pointer.
Okay.
And she's a darker German short hair pointer.
Yeah.
There's two kinds.
Okay. Okay, I do feel there's a younger female involved with taking her. There's a younger female. I do feel that, I don't feel that the dog is crossed. I don't think that the dog died. I think a younger female took the dog. I do feel that... you need to get the information out because I feel other people have seen her with the dog. Get the dog's picture out. Get the dog's...
I have 200 flyers.
Yep, that's going to... Somebody's going to see that. I do feel that this young girl, the father of this young girl, he's not a nice man. He's not a nice man. He's like a... Not, I'm not going to say a dangerous person, but he's a mess,
person.
The father. Yeah, mean
is,
person.
Is the neighbor that lives behind me?
I'm sorry, what?
Are these the neighbors that live behind me?
Okay, what I'm going to tell you, I see a young girl. I see he could be an alcoholic. He could be somebody who's into drugs, an abusive kind of man. I feel he's about 5'10". I feel he's got, like, short hair, and he's got, like, a very mean kind of stare to him. And I don't feel it's behind, because you would see the dog. But Tara was saying that you're going to get information about the dog within 3. So when I get a major 3, that could be 3 days, 3 weeks at the most. Okay?
Well, she returned.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Well, let me see if she's going to be returned. Tara was saying yes. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you,
thank
Louise. Thank you.
Flyers,
thank
you. Louise, get those flyers out, okay?
That'll
bring the dog.
The police know all the shelters, all the vet hospitals, all the humane societies within like 30 miles.
Okay.
That's
a good thing. That's a good thing, Louise.
Thank
And we'll keep you in our prayers as well. We'll keep you in our prayers as well.
That.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
So sad, you know. I don't like people do things like that, but, you know, it's a crazy
world.
Yeah,
the dog is totally traumatized by all this. The dog doesn't understand what's going on. But I don't feel that they're going to hurt the dog, but the dog's scared, and I can feel the dog being afraid. But within 3, she'll find the dog, so it could be 3 days or 3 weeks at the most, so... Okay. Hello? Hello? Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. Our next caller is calling from area code 347-451. Hello, you're on the air, Beyond the Gate Radio. Hello?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
My name is Malvina. I am 31 years old, and I'm a Taurus. My question is, when do you see me getting married?
Okay. Have you ever been married before, I asked Tarot this question?
No, I have not.
Okay. Extreme happiness for you in 3 years. Now, you're 2 years, you definitely, there's an engagement or 2 years at the most, but 3 years you're actually walking down the aisle. You're just kind of like getting your life together right now. In the past, you weren't ready for marriage. Even though at times you felt you were, you needed this time yourself to become who you truly are. And now someone's coming into your life around your age, maybe a little bit older, but not too much older. You'll be able to start a life together. So 2 years you're engaged, 3 years you're married, and then that's it. The only one marriage for you. Okay?
That's a good thing. Do I know him or no?
Well, how tall are you?
Around 5'6".
Okay, I do feel he's about 5'10", 5'11". He's slim build. He's got dark hair. He's got light eyes. He's a very sensitive guy. He could be somebody who's into computers. Sweet disposition. Makes his own money. He's not super rich, but he's got his own money, and he'll be a very good life partner for you. So do you know him already?
Oh, that doesn't sound like anybody I know.
Okay, well, you'll meet him in 2 and marry him in 3, okay?
That's nice. That's nice.
Well,
have a great
you
night,
so
Melvina.
Much.
Thank you for
you
calling.
Too.
All right.
Thank you.
Ooh, that was a nice one. How are you holding up, Cheryl?
I'm doing good. I'm really doing good. With her, it was just she had to get her career and her life in order. She's a Taurus like me. That's what we do. We get the career and the money in order first, and then the marriage comes. And we don't usually date people. You know, Taurus, really, we don't date people unless we're looking for our husbands. You know, we just don't. We don't do that casual dating stuff. So it makes sense that she's not casually, lightly dating. She's actually looking for a husband, and she'll find him. He's a great guy. He's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think December is going to be a key month for her, whether it be one or the other. I don't know, but as you were saying that, I keep seeing, you know, DEC for December. So hopefully that plays a part in it and everything will work out great for them.
It'll work out great for her.
Yeah. I think, you know, maybe that New Year's Eve party. Woo-hoo! No. I love those. You have to kiss at midnight. So
there you go.
Exciting. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We have another call coming in and it's coming through Skype.
Hi.
And let's see if we can get... Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, my name is Trish. I'm 54. I'm a Virgo. And my question is, I've been dating someone for about 5 months and wondering how you see this playing out.
What's your first name, age, and astrological sign?
Mine or theirs?
Theirs. First name, age, and astrological
sign. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's Mark, and 12-8, and he's 48.
Okay. Okay, now this is a very complex kind of match, and I'm going to tell you why. You are perfect for this man. This man has a lot of issues. He's a complex person. And you're bringing, he never thought he would love in this life, and you are bringing love to him. You know, he's a very complex man. He's somebody that never thought that this would happen. So Tarot is saying, like, within 2 months, I do feel that this relationship will grow. Now, out of the two of you, Trish, who's the more difficult one? Who had, like, maybe a troubled past as far as, like, love goes? Are they... They don't trust love. Was that you or him? Somebody's like holding this back a little bit.
I think it's both of us.
Yeah, this is what the hindrance is or the obstacle, that both of you had these pasts, you know, where you both were hurt and you didn't, you know, you can't trust now. And but you got to get over that. That you have to get over. a good match. If you guys can get over this obstacle, this is a good match. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Trish. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wow, that's good. They both had that issue. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's the obstacle. Once they leap over that obstacle, they're a good match. They're good for each other.
That's good. That is good. We have another caller, area code 207-772. Hello, welcome. You're on the air, Beyond the Gate Radio.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm 65, and I'm a Cancer. And my question is, do you see a long-term relationship coming in for me?
Okay. Okay, now, Cindy, you're another one, just like the last caller. You got to get over some of the stuff from your past. I mean, you've really been hurt in the past. Love again, it's difficult for you to love again or to believe that love can happen again. You've been through a lot, Cindy. Now, the good news is that I do feel September, October of this year, I do feel there's somebody new coming in for you. Friends first. This person starts out as a friend first. I feel like he's a little bit younger. And you need to take this relationship very slow. Friends first. You are kind of like healing from a past here. Also, watch your finances this year, too. You have to restructure your money a little bit. Now, I do feel that they're bringing in, like, past relationships, past people. So you need to, like, really work on that. But again, September, October, somebody new coming, a great person, friends first, and then 2016, there'll be more. And I feel it's a lighter-haired person, a lighter-haired person coming in. And slim, this is a slim-built person. Now, how tall are you, Cindy? How tall?
I'm 5'8".
Okay. He could be like 5'10", 5'11". He's taller than you, but you're almost kind of like there's the same height. He's slim, though. He's a slim man. And, you know, a very nice man. But again, friends first, slow. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy,
thank you
for calling.
Much.
Thank you. Good luck and best wishes.
Now, remember, everyone, thank you so much for calling. And remember your first name, your age, your astrological sign, question. But if you are asking about a person, a different person, also have their first name, their astrological sign and age, okay? All right, wonderful. We have another caller on the line, area code 727-418. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Pam. I'm 50, and I'm a Libra. And my question is, do you see me buying a house this year?
Okay. Oh, yes, absolutely. Within 4 months. There's a blockage for 4 months. So, let's see, May, June, July. Around the summertime, around August, absolutely. Until then, there's some blockages, some things that you have to work out, some money and financial issues that you have to work out. You don't have all your paperwork in a row now. You're just kind of like just starting to move on that. You have to figure out what kind of home that you want, because I see you going back and forth. And now, you know, you're a Libra, right? You said you're a Libra?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes Libras go back and forth. Libra, you know, it takes you a while to make a decision. Once you make a decision, Libras make good decisions, but you got to balance everything out. So that's kind of like what you're doing right now. Please believe in yourself that you absolutely can do this. You most certainly can do this. Again, you have to wait for this 4 month period. So use this to get all the information. Let me see here. Yeah. Don't worry about this. I see you worrying about this. This can happen for you. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. In 4 months, you're moving.
In 4 months. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
It's nice to hear that, you know, house buying and everything is on the upswing. That's really nice to hear.
Now, you know, with her, she just has to overcome her fear of moving. She has to overcome her fear the fear. She overcomes the fear, everything moves forward. But in 4 months, she'll move, and yeah, yep. And she'll be very happy, settled, happy. So. Hello?
Sorry, if thank you. And anyone, if you're interested in an in-depth hour or a half-hour reading, you can always contact Cheryl Lynn at www.whiterose-productions.com. You can also call her, not text her, at 484-221-9620. And remember, these in-depth readings are all for you. So if you want to have Cheryl sit down and just talk to you about all the things that you want to talk to about your future, what's going on right now, just give her a call or go to her website and book a reading, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our next caller is area code 727-524. Hello, welcome to Beyond the Gate Radio.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Rosemary. I'm 65 years old, and my birthday is January 17th. And my question is, I have a house question too. I would like to move north of here. I'd like to move to a house. When do you see me purchasing or buying a house this year?
Okay. Okay. Now, I have a question for you before I tell you what I see here. Are you really ready to move? Are you really ready to go? Like, I'm getting, like, a hesitation around you.
Well, I have boxes packed in my back room. Yes, I want to, but I just haven't found. The hesitation is finding exactly what I want. So it's up in the air.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to revel in your perfectionism. You have to find exactly what you want. You won't be happy unless you find exactly what you want. So I do feel there's going to be two properties coming up in 2 months. So there's two properties that you're going to be looking at. Both kind of have what you want, but it's not quite there yet. You are very picky. You are very particular on certain things. So what I need you to do, and like, it's almost like your taste level, you can't afford exactly everything that you want. So you have to be a little realistic about what you can afford and what you can do. So I don't want you getting frustrated. Two great properties are coming. And I do feel, again, you'll be moving this year, but I feel more towards September, October, November, or sometime in there. Until then, you're going to be looking at a lot of properties, and I see a nitpicking here, there. So you have to really be realistic about what you want and what you can afford. But you will, yes, you will move, that's for sure. You have this big list of things that you want. So just look realistically at your list, okay?
So can I just ask you, it's not because I don't have the money. It's because I'm just going to be more picky about what I'm going to find.
Yes. It's about,
okay.
Yeah, it's about, you'll have the money. It's just that some of the finishes, you're very picky on exactly what you want, and you have to be realistic about what you can do in this space, okay? So I do feel like one of the properties you're going to look at, it's nice, except, man, you'd like to add another bedroom or another big bathroom or something, and just don't have the money to do that. So, just be realistic. You may have to live in that home for a while until you can expand out. Okay, that type of thing. But I see you being very picky about colors, finishes, doorknobs, the whole shebang there. So, again.
Okay.
So that means you're
yes,
right,
I am,
girl.
But I'm a person that will get a paintbrush out, and I'm very good at doing my own stuff. I mean, that's not a bragging thing, but I can do a lot of stuff. So, yeah, I am like sort of perfectionist too. Yeah.
Yeah, but once you settle in this home, though, you'll be extremely happy. Put your mark on it, and you'll be there for a long time. So, you know, again, two properties coming up this year. You'll be looking at two things going back and forth, okay? It's going to be a little while. All right?
Okay. Yeah, bless you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's good news. Good luck.
Thank you.
Way to go, Cheryl. You hit that one right on the head. You hit the nail.
My gosh. You know, when someone, you know, asks a question like that and I hook into their energy, I mean, I see every little thing. I was looking at doorknobs and knobs on the kitchen cabinets and, oh, yeah, yeah, and then this granite and this tile and, oh, yeah, yeah. It, you know what I mean? Tarot takes me through the whole shebang. So, she's somebody I'd like to, like, have a reading with and have a good hour reading with her and go through all the little details with her about, you know, the home and what to look for. And we can't do that on this program right now, but that's something I would do in a reading. I would just go through, you know, what the home's going to look like and where it's at, you know, with her. That's kind of like, I think, what she needs. But there's two properties coming. She'll be great. She'll be happy.
Hey, Rosemary, if you're still on. That sounds
great. Yeah.
All right, so we're getting down to the wire. Cheryl, you have one more time for one more caller?
Absolutely. We have time for one more caller.
Cheryl, do we have time for one more caller?
Absolutely. We have time for one more caller. Area code 216-650. Welcome to the show.
Wow. I can't.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I was very lucky to get on the last person. My name is Sharon. I'm a Virgo, and I'm 49. And my question to you is, my contract job ends in 2 weeks, and I was wondering if you see me finding the job I've been looking for the past 7 months, you know, a permanent job.
Okay. Okay, now, first of all, you're a sun sign Virgo, and for Virgos, money, security, job is very, very important.
Stability.
You have to love what you
do. I know.
Virgos have to love what they do, and then they really succeed in that. So let's see here. You get your job.
Yeah, I've been contracting, which is not what I want to do.
Right. Okay. Now, I see you plugging away. Tarot's showing me you don't give up. You keep plugging away. You are somebody that definitely
needs.
You have patience. Tarot's saying, Virgo, have patience there. Yes, you're going to get your job. It's the summer. I see the summertime around that. So I do feel June, at the latest, June, could be the end of May, beginning of June. Until then, have patience. Keep plugging away there. And you're going to be doing something totally different that you love to do. So, yeah, the job's coming very soon.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
It's not that far away, actually. It's not.
No, it's not.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Good luck. Yep. She'll be doing something that she wants to do. Good night.
Good night, Sharon.
Bye.
And yeah, as a Virgo, she has to love what she does, and her tenacity to make this happen, it will happen soon. She can be very happy, very happy. Lots of money for her, too, around Christmas time, November, December, lots of money coming in through this job. So she's going to be successful.
Yeah.
I feel it, too.
Yep.
So that's good. Do you have, before we decide what we're going to do next, with a couple of minutes left on the clock, do you have any announcements to make? Cheryl?
Well, I just want to let everybody know to please check out my website, whiterose-productions.com. On there, I have all the events of where I'm going to be. I do some expos on the East Coast here. There's some expos where I'm going to be, where I can get out and meet the public. I do reduced-to-priced readings. But I get to meet the public there. I'll be doing like radio programs, things like that. Right now, the 2016 predictions are on YouTube. So just put in Psychic Cheryl Lynn on YouTube, and you can see my 2016 predictions, my video there. Other than that, just staying very busy. Again, I do half hour, 1 hour phone readings. I do Skype readings. And please call me 484-221-9620. That's it.
You know something funny? We've known each other because I've had the show for over 5 years now. But even beyond that, I think we were friends on MySpace.com, if you remember that. And
Before, yep.
Psychic Faces or some of the other social networks that mm-hmm. were there before Facebook became popular. So I've known of your work for years, so that's why I really wanted to have you on the show, because I've watched, you know, I don't talk about everything I do, but I've watched your videos and all that, and I'm really, really impressed, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to have your continuing presence on the show, giving you all your amazing predictions as I've seen coming true throughout the time that you've done them. Totally amazing.
Yes.
Thank you for being here so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, David. Thank you, Sherelle. And it means a lot. Thank you. And I'll talk to you guys in December.
Okay. Absolutely.
Looking
Absolutely.
Forward to that one. That's going to be a really interesting show. I can't wait.
Me too. Me too. Thank you again, Cheryl, for being on the
Thank
show
you.
And all of the listeners and everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
everybody. Thank you. Good night, Cheryl. Thank you very much, Cheryl. And this has been our April 19, 2015 edition on Sunday of Beyond the Gate Radio. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the callers. Hoping next time we'll have a chance to get more callers in. This has been Beyond the Gate Radio with David M. Baker and Sherelle Baker. Good night, Sherelle.
Good night, David. See you in the kitchen.
All right, and good night to our wonderful audience. God bless. Until next time.
Guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.